Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Today we're going to be talking about getting down on your dreams. Like, don't get depressed or say, oh, it's never going to happen. You have to stay positive thinking. You have to stick with it. So, depending on what your dream is, actually, it doesn't even matter. You have your dreams, you have your goals, your 1 year goal, your 5 year goal, your 10 year goal, whatever it is, you make a plan and you stick with it and you keep doing it. The problem nowadays is people are looking for instant gratification. They want everything now, 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 now. They post online for a month and they're like, or even a week. I've seen people after a week say, oh, this doesn't work, or a month or 3 months, and they're like, this doesn't work. I've been doing this podcast for 5 years, 5 years, and it still hasn't got to the level that it should or that I want it to. We're at about total over 5 years, about 33,000 downloads. That's over 5 years. Joe Rogan gets like, I mean, obviously, but he gets like millions per day. Not comparing myself to Joe Rogan, he's way better at podcasts than me. I'm just using an example. I've been doing it for 5 years and it has still not got to level. Now, that's 100% on me. I did not do enough podcasts. I did not put enough time into it. I did not do good enough podcast to bring in more people. Now I have those dedicated few. There's probably about 20 people who have probably listened to the majority, if not every single podcast, and we're coming up on 500 podcasts. And there's about probably 20 people who've listened to the majority of them, and I appreciate them. But as far as growing the podcast to make something of it, to reach more people, I just haven't put the work in that's required to make that happen, that dream, that goal as growing the podcast. Now, currently, growing the podcast is not even on my to-do list. Why am I doing it? Because why am I doing more podcasts this year than last year? Last year, I completely failed as far as getting enough podcast episodes out. So this year I put on my to-do list, which is around here somewhere. Oh, there it is. 1 second. Okay. 250 episodes for this year. That's my goal. That's basically every work day, one episode. So far this year, I'm behind by 2 episodes, but I did do the episodes. I just didn't upload them. I'm going to upload them later on. I have to edit out a bunch of stuff because I went on a kind of rant, which I normally do, but I may or may not have said stuff that I shouldn't. And so I don't want to just post that. I don't know. I could get in trouble. So I'm gonna have to go through, edit them, maybe beep some stuff out. I just got energetic and I couldn't post it. But also, the next one down for this year, 10 social posts per weekday. And that's mainly to do with golf. Obviously, the next goal is get first golf sponsor. And grow on X, which is Twitter, grow on X. Provide better content and post more and do spaces on X. That's one. So the goal is grow on X, get first golf sponsor, 10 social posts per weekday, and 250 podcasts over the span of the year. Now, I also have some scoring goals for my golf game. I still haven't broke 80, so that's I obviously I'm trying to break par, which is 72, But first step is break 80 and then 72. So I got a long ways to go as far as golf is. The issue is I don't have enough time to do that golf. So I do the best I can. I work full time, I work overtime. I have three kids. I'm doing the best I can as far as dedicating time to golf, but it's not enough. So that's why the reason behind growing on X as a goal is because after 1,000 followers, you can get monetized and start getting paid. And if I can grow what I make on social media, whether it be YouTube or X, if I can grow that enough to just pay the bills, basically just replace whatever. I'm not even looking to like make a bunch of money. Literally replace one for one what I bring in from working full time. If I can replace that with posting on social media, then I can go full time training for golf. Now, what does full time training look like? That's basically 8 hours a day. I'm gonna do 18 holes a day, which is 4 hours or quicker, and then the rest of the time will be on putting greens, chipping greens, working on technique, driving range, obviously. And I want to get a coach too. So if I can get enough money together to hire a coach, and I want to record all this. And so once I go full time, then obviously I'll be putting out a lot more like YouTube golf related videos, a lot of more videos on social media regarding golf. Eventually, I'm saving money right now for a golf simulator, because at least if I have a golf simulator, I'll have more time to train just because I don't have to drive 30 minutes one way to the golf course. Right now, the limiting factor is I just don't have enough time. I can't spend an hour driving, 30 minutes there and back, plus, 4 hours playing, and that's 5 hours total with a full-time job and three kids. You can't do that. So I have to be realistic. I can't train as much as I want right now. And like a in-home sim, at least I can like whenever I take breaks, I can get shots in at night. I can get shots in. Most of my free time is in the middle of the night, and I can't go to the golf course in the middle of the night. But if I had a golf sim, I could train at night. And so that's one of my main goals right now, is save money and put in a golf sim. And then it will help me grow on X, and it'll help me get better and do more posts. But those are expensive. I ain't gonna lie, they're expensive. So it takes time. I'm hoping maybe, hopefully by the end of the year, I can afford a golf sim, like a full on what you see on most people's golf channels. Anyway, get off of golf. Sorry, I love golf. I could talk about golf all day, and all the news that's been coming out. A lot of news, but that's not what this podcast is about. We're talking about chasing goals. So, and not getting depressed when it doesn't happen overnight. You see all these stories about overnight successes, and they're basically a load of shit because they say, oh, he's an overnight success, but the guy put in 10, 15, 20 years of work before they were successful. So you don't see all that work. And every Mr. Beast, good example, YouTube. Mr. Beast posted videos for 6 years with no one watching. He still has them up. If you go on his channel and go back and scroll way, way back, he was posting like Minecraft and gaming videos for like 6 years before his YouTube started growing. And now every single video he posts gets, 20, 50, 100 million views. And now he's spending 10 million, 20 million per video. But it took him 6 years to break 1,000 followers. 6 years. So the people who, like, I see on YouTube so much about, oh, you can make so much money in 1 week, in 2 weeks. Just do drop shipping. I'll show you how to do it. Just buy my course. And it's as a programmer, I laugh because when they show you their stuff, you can totally tell that it's all fake. They take a screenshot and then they edit that, and basically they could be making $0, but then they edit it to show that they're making $20,000 a day, and then they show that to you. And you can clearly see that they edited it. And I was gonna make a video, so I did the research first, just calling them out. But like, out of 100 people saying you can make money with the online stores, out of 100 people, 99 of them are full of shit. At 100% honest, they're a joke. How they make their money? They don't make any money selling stuff. They make money from people buying their course. So they say, oh, you can make $20,000 a month, just buy my course for $100. Some people are charging like $2,000 for their course, and they don't even make any money themselves. All their income comes from selling a course that's full of shit. Pisses me off, ripping people off like that. But I'm off topic again, sorry. Back on topic. The key is don't get depressed and don't feel down when it's taking longer than you thought. Now, I'm gonna continue trying to push those goals I talked about. I'm gonna continue trying to make that happen. But if it doesn't happen this year, maybe it'll happen next year. I'm going to keep trying because the dream, the goal is to get paid to play golf. That's it. That's my end goal. And whether it's being a professional, which is what I'm hoping to, but whether it's being a professional or caveat, just making golf videos for YouTube and making enough money to support myself that way. The goal is simplified by not limiting myself to go professional, because maybe I'm not good enough to be a professional, but maybe I am good enough to play golf videos and make golf content and post online. Maybe I am good enough for that. I'm not limiting myself to one or the other. The goal, the end goal, is simply to make enough to pay the bills playing golf. That's it. That's what I love. I love playing golf. I've played in the rain, I've played in the snow, like wind. I remember playing one day and I was on seventh hole. Yeah, seventh hole, and it just started pissing rain, like really hard, and it was like 30 mile an hour winds. And I didn't do that well on seven. And you go around seven and is the eight tee box. But if you cut across after the tee box, you can get back to your car. So I had to walk past the eight tee box anyway, so I said, you know, I'm gonna hit at least the tee shot, and if it's a good shot, then I'll play the eighth. And the ninth, and then get back to the car. But if I shank it or whatever, then I'm just gonna go to the car, forget the ball. And I smoked it right down the middle. I was like, shit. So I went ahead and finished the nine holes and went back to the car. And no sooner had I, packed up the car, it just stopped raining. I was like, and I'm already soaked from head to toe, like really soaked. And I was just like, man. But I had a good day. And I've played a lot in the rain. The rain is, I've played a lot in the rain. And as long as there's no lightning, it's safe. Get back on track, sorry. So the best thing I can say about expectations and goals is be clear what your goal is. Be specific in your goal and write it down. Write down your goal, write down the baby steps that you need to achieve that goal, and every single day do something on those baby steps. Do something that contributes to that goal every single day. The reason 99% of people don't make it is consistency. That's why this podcast has not grown like it should. When I had 1 year where I was posting almost every day and you saw the numbers spike. But then last year, 'cause I had a new baby and just time was an issue, I didn't post as much last year and the numbers dropped. Consistency. Life is gonna throw everything at you. Life is gonna hit you in the face. But if you're consistent every single day doing something that contributes to your end goal, you'll make it. Now, whether it takes 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years, I don't know. I don't know what your goal is. But think about it. Mr. Beast took 6 years to even start getting traction. And now he's the biggest YouTuber in the world. So, consistency. So, this year I'm going to be growing the podcast. I'm going to be growing on X and hopefully YouTube. And basically, I'm going to train as much as I can with my golf, but I'm going to be extremely limited as long as I'm working full time. I'll be extremely limited in the amount of time I can train. I wish and I hope that by the end of the year, I can say, yes, I got a sponsor and I'm going full-time training. I hope that happens. Will it happen? I don't know. I have some other ideas to maybe make it happen faster. But that's my goal, is to make enough money so that I can just train, because it's simply a matter of training. I know I took vacation the year before last, and I literally played golf every day for 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, I dropped 10 to 15 shots off my rounds in 2 weeks. When I play every single day, I get better every single day. You may have one day where you drop a few shots because you did something stupid, but if I play every single day, I get better every single day. And I drop a lot of sh like I get so much better. But this past summer, this past golfing season, I was only able to play because of time. I was only able to play once a week. And if you are playing once a week, you're lucky to stay the same. Most likely you're going to be getting worse and worse. You cannot get to the level you need by doing it once a day or once a week. Every single day. That's what is needed. And that's my goal. And honestly, some people are just like, oh, just quit your job and go for it. When you have three kids and a mortgage, you can't just do that. You have to keep the bills paid. Anything outside of that, is icing on the cake. I have to spend 8 to 12 hours a day working, period. 8 to 12 hours is work. And then, 6 to 8 hours of sleep, depending on, I only have a few free hours, and a lot of that has to be done, spent with the kids and eating and whatever. And so I'm lucky to get an hour or two training right now. And so it's not enough. Not enough. And on days like that, I don't have enough time to actually go to the course. So it's just basically using the putting green that I have. And then hopefully eventually I can put in a golf sim and be able to at least train full shots without having to drive an hour to the course. Anyway, I'm off subject again. I'll let you go. I will get the two episodes for the last 2 days out. I will get those out. Don't know when, in a week or two. But let's see how this year goes. It's the beginning of the year. Like, anything can happen. Anything can happen. And I'm gonna stay hopeful and happy and just keep doing what I'm doing. And try to get better every day. That's my goal, is get better every day. And whether that's better at making podcasts or better at making content or better at golf, better at being a father, I'm gonna try to get better every day. That's my goal this year. Come on, let's do it.